Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
In a group of 50 women that were nice. Quiet and contemplative. It. And I was like, oh, it. Jesus.
Some of us got our acts together, you know?
All right. Are we going to get to the R. Kelly game here? Well, now we're up against the clock with the $1,000 holler. All right, so let's do this. $1,000 holler code word, and then we will play our new game, R. Kelly lyric or not. I get this question a lot, real quick, because there's a lot. I never realized how much fascination there would be with me doing the Dry January thing. I get more questions from people about this than anything else in the, because people are like, what? Why would you do that? Like this texter says, what is the point of dry? And LB's going to agree with you, I know. But the texter says, what is the actual point of Dry January if you're literally going to start boozing on February 1st?
It's a reset.
The point is to be able to say to yourself, I'm going to set this goal.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and I have some willpower.
So basically, you do it to convince yourself you're not an alcoholic.
Well,
you know, listen, I mean,
I don't think
it's like, what's the sense of Dry January if you don't drink every day? Then you're not an alcoholic.
So if you read,
it's not, why? What about Dry February? If you have a couple of cocktails a couple of days a week every month,
The reason my original intent was calories. However, I read the stuff from England, the research, where they said that the physiological effect that was felt afterwards with regard to the body was an actual effect.
It's a rest on people's.
What's that?
It's like if you injure yourself or you work out, you need some rest time to let your body catch up, and that's what it is.
You guys, I can't take you guys seriously. Where did this study come from?
That's Rich.
Hold on. Where did this study come from?
It came from England.
England, the biggest drunk island in the world.
Well, so they have fodder for the study.
And I think some people afterwards don't consume as much alcohol as they may have prior to that.
Right.
Some people make up for everything that they missed in January.
Right.
A texter wants to know how many cans, and they're using the term plural, of Skol I am going through a day during Dry January. I may have upped it a little bit. All right. Do we have music for this game show?
All right. You ready to be sexy?
Yeah. Breaking R. Kelly news today. R. Kelly has checked himself into a hospital. He's having panic attacks over the Lifetime documentary series, which is called Surviving R. Kelly. Also yesterday, Kanye West appeared to offer support for R. Kelly.
Of course.
And
media
Mrs. West immediately took to her social media platforms to explain what he was doing and to clarify that he was not offering support for R. Kelly. But the way this game works is simple. I am going to share with you a song lyric, and you must determine whether that song lyric is an actual R. Kelly lyric or not. And it is Tom who is up first this morning. Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Where are you from?
From Lunenburg.
Are you doing Dry January?
I'm not. I'll let you flush your system for me.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent.
Attaboy.
You understand how the game works? Pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you a song lyric. You have to tell me whether it is R. Kelly or not. Okay?
No problem.
All right. show me some. Should I start right off and go savage right at the beginning?
Dive
here?
Into it, Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
let's
own
go.
It.
All right. Show me some ID before I get knee deep into you. Is that R. Kelly lyric or not?
It sounds like it would be something he would say.
Nailed it. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that is
all good.
Yes. And nobody knew. He's putting these songs out for decades, and people like Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Celine Dion just announced today that she is pulling a duet that she did with him off of the streaming services.
Right,
now, meanwhile,
right.
How much money has she made on that song over the last 10 or 15 years?
Probably quite a bit.
Yeah, but that's why she can yank it.
Right.
She's all set.
So R. Kelly's a do as I say and not as I do guy,
yes,
according
yes.
to that last lyric, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
This is Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
What's up, Jane?
Not much. I'm on my way to work.
What do you do for work?
I work at a hospital.
Okay.
Jane, meet Tarzan.
You know how this works, right, Jane? I'm going to give you the lyric. Yeah. You have to. Okay. All right. Here we go. Fresh and nice, smooth and cool. What time should I pick you up after high school? R. Kelly lyric or not?
Not.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
that is not a girl.
But it could be. But I think that could. I think that could be. Don't you think that could be?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is. Oh, hold on a second. This is Phil on the Framingham Ford Studio line. Hello, Phil.
Morning.
What's up, Phil?
This guy in the ceiling. How you feeling?
Doing pretty good. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. R. Kelly lyric or not? It's been so many years, so I know how. I know. Hold on, let me try this again. It's been so many years, so I know it feels awkward. Know you had to tuck all your tears in your school locker.
Yeah.
R. Kelly.
Ew.
R. Kelly. Wow. R. Kelly. R. Kelly. R. Kelly lyric or not?
No way, bro.
What?
No.
No? Sorry, it is.
Oh, God.
Is, yes,
God.
That is, yep, sorry. That is a lyric that the man actually put out in a song. Asking for help. I think he's asking for help right there. Right. Hello, Neil.
Morning, crew.
What's up, Neil?
Not much. Welcome back, LB.
Hey, thanks, kid.
Are you ready to play the game?
I sure am.
All right, by the way, call 617-764-9223 if you want to play the game. And if you are the winner, you're going to get tickets to go see Pop Evil at the Paradise on January 30th. And you'll qualify for the grand prize package, which is the opportunity to meet the band and a swag-sicle from Swagtron. All right? Are you ready?
I am.
All right. She my baby. She my ookie. Huh. She also able to sell me my Girl Scout cookie.
No.
Definitely no.
R. Kelly lyric or not?
No way.
What?
I don't think so.
All right, you got it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Credit to you, Hill Dog. That was outstanding.
That was not one.
Yeah. Well, the Girl Scouts would have sued.
There's a lot of moms in their cars right now that are snapping.
That is not one. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
Not much. Hey, LB, check your back pocket. I think that's where you sport that.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Age ain't nothing but a number. Throwing down ain't nothing but a thing. This loving I have for you, it'll never change.
That is a lyric from R. Kelly.
You are correct.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice job,
age,
Jeffrey.
Age ain't nothing but a number. You don't hear that in a lot of songs.
Because it's against the law.
Right.
Because it is. Right. Because it is against the law.
Well, and you know, I respect you, Jeff, but you know, you're out of man town for listening to R. Kelly.
Because he knew that?
Yeah.
All right. We are currently in the middle of playing R. Kelly lyric or not. And then We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston. And the weather today is going to be sunny and the temperature is going to get to 35. We are in the low 20s right now. This is Connor on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Connor.
What up, man?
How are you, Connor?
Good. Chilling, yo.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If I'm making fast and rushing licks, it's because I got to get you home because your curfew is at 6. R. Kelly lyric or not?
That's legit, kid.
That's creepy, but no?
You're saying no?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, now you're making me want to say yes.
No, it's not. Probably you're right. Hang on, you're right. You had it right. That's not an actual R. Kelly lyric.
Now you make me want to say yes is also something that he never heard from those girls.
Hello, Matt.
Yes.
How are you, Matt?
I'm doing good.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Keep it on the down low, because nobody has to know. R. Kelly lyric or not?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Nice job.
That is from the song Down Low, Nobody Has to Know. And you put a song out like that, I think everybody knows.
Right?
Okay, yeah. R. Kelly? Everybody knows. This is Tony. Hello, Tony.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Tony.
Where are you from, Tony?
Millbury.
Okay. By the way, a texter says we should play this background music all the time on the show. They're really digging this background.
Johnny St. Dark might love it.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let's listen a little bit of this. This is the WAAF Lounge. Welcome to the WAAF Lounge. The late night lounge. All right. You're ready, Tony?
Physically, not mentally.
All right, last one today. R. Kelly lyric or not, last one today. I get the shivers round you, baby. Might as well be dead. And my body start to tingle when I see you at driver's ed.
Oh, my goodness. No.
What?
It can't be.
You sure?
Yes. No.
All right, you're right. Yeah, it's not.
That's a boy, T.
All right. Well, there you go.
Wow.
Pretty good stuff.
Wow.
How about some of those songs?
Yeah, no.
Apologies of a Thug. He says, committed every crime except for murder. Mm. And focused on the statutory rape one.
Jeez.
Oh. Dude.
Girl, you know you got a body. Where'd you get that little body?
Ew.
Oh. Ew. Yeah.
No.
Ew, right?
No.
How about If I'm With You? Remember, I'm the first to give you your... I don't think I can even say this. The word that starts with C and rhymes with beauty. You know that word?
Yeah.
Remember, I'm the first to give you your blank pain.
What?
Yes.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
The song is called If I'm With You by R. Kelly.
He's a little guy, right?
No, he's pretty tall.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
He's not Kevin Hart level.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, anyway, it is 8:13, and it is time for this.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
You've been with us till halftime since the beginning, Greg.
On WAAF.
True. Truism.
You know what? Honestly, if there's a big snowstorm on Sunday, they're talking about one where you can't drive and all the rest of that stuff.
Right.
I think it'll be pretty cool to be snowed in and watching that game at 6:40. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Just make sure you load up on extra supplies.
Well, you got to get extra wings, extra beers.
Yeah, you got to get your nachos.
Extra
soda,
extra salad.
Yeah, yeah, extra salad and all the rest of that. Yeah.
Extra seltzer water.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours for us.
Monday, 8:43 a.m.
We skated by our teeth by them. Clemson could beat the Patriots today. What? That'll be. Can a black bear chase down a grizzly bear? Or is grizzly bear faster than a black bear? Oh, you got psychotropic drugs? If I got to listen to any more of this crap, I'm running out of pot.
End of message.
Just a heads up on the bear thing. Don't ever fall for the run downhill, because bears can't run downhill because their front legs are shorter.
Yeah.
They can run fast. They run like 25 miles an hour.
Oof. Sticking by your prediction that the Patriots win this by 2 scores?
I'm in, kid.
Two touchdowns? Listen,
you know, I took a lot of heat yesterday from the fellas at A-Holes. And, you know, I'm a homer. Why do you have to feel bad? Who wakes up on Sunday going, I want the Patriots to lose?
Well, no, but if you're going to make a prediction, you don't just throw out there, oh, yeah, they're going to win by 14 because you're a homer. Like, I mean, the people, they look to you for sports expertise.
Well, listen, not
that's
for nothing.
That's what they're looking for.
Not for nothing, but I you know, again, you were butt-hugging Ninko.
Well, the guy played.
Ninko called it by eight.
Eight.
So what?
Which I think was aggressive.
A safety and a field goal. So if they win
It's not a safety.
So if they win by 11, I'm a loser? I don't think so. They win by a touchdown.
You're backing it down
goal.
Now. You were saying 14.
Yeah.
Ninko said eight. Safety and a field goal is five. Right.
Math, not a strong suit.
You know what? I'm done fighting with you guys. I'm a Patriots fan.
Yes.
I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I don't coach the Patriots.
Right.
I'm not a Patriots analyst.
Right.
I tell you whether they win or lose.
Sometimes.
It's a sports minute.
Right.
It's not.
Sometimes.
It's not a 4-hour sports radio show where we break it all down and. And I tell you, Tom Brady's foot size and that he wears extra large underwear during the winter because it's so cold when it's 0 degrees in Kansas City.
Yes.
I'm a fan, and I'm calling them by 2 touchdowns, and you guys are all going to eat my butt when they do it.
I don't know that's really the road you want to go down at the end
there. Really?
I don't even think the FCC allows that.
Should I say kiss my ass?
Yes, that would have been infinitely better.
I was trying to keep it cleaner. I thought
kind
that was
an odd.
Listen, R.
Kelly. Kind of an odd thing for one to. I mean, keep what you prefer.
Well, I thought
please
if
keep
I said,
it to yourself. What you like to do? What you like to have? Please keep your own picadillos to yourself.
I don't even touch my own hoop. Annie goes nowhere near it either. So
we can stop talking about this, LB. That's fine. That's really an odd thing.
Well,
that's why
they make strippers. I think that if somebody were to win a bet against you, they would not want to win that if that was what you were suggesting.
I don't know if I said kiss my ass, that would be like an FCC deal.
You didn't think the other.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we had to dump out of the second go around on that.
No, I was talking cigarette.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right.
3:25 p.m.
Hey, Scott from Weymouth. I heard on a local sports station today, they just love you, love Scott from Weymouth, just wants you to call all the time. Well, guess what? Things haven't changed. It's AAF. We still hate you. We never want you to call again. Ah!
End of message.
He says he likes me or whatever, but he was unbelievable. So I was listening to another radio station directly.
What?
Well, I was driving home.
Yeah.
Okay, listening to a sports talk radio station.
Trying to find somebody else who think the Patriots are going to win by 14 points on Sunday at Arrowhead.
Wow. Scott from Weymouth, verbatim. The exact words that he said on our show.
Yeah, because he writes it all out.
He said it on their show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the guys... He even
one of these days.
Chump Central, have a personality. Have, you know, have you know.
I'm waiting for him to mistakenly read the word chuckle or laugh or pause.
Oh, Wally, you mean like, in his script?
Oh, Greg, let me tell you something. Chuckle. Oh, I mean, ha 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 ha. Oh, Danielle, you're outrageous. Why do you hate me? But anyway, let me get to my next point. Hold on, how much time do I have? Shoo, no, listen, shoo. Here's a great idea for something. No, but let me get back to this. No, but really, guys.
I just, you know, it's only, like, you know, I know you're going to cut me off. I know you're going to cut me off. Just give me 30 seconds.
Monday, 3:29 p.m.
Fat guy in a silver coat. Oh, I'm sorry. Slightly fat guy who thinks he's an elite runner. We all know it's just a big lie and a big joke in a silver coat.
End of message.
Hey, listen, read the comments on my Instagram. The Smokes love it. I got Smokes. They're sliding into my DMs. They're like, love the coat, daddy. And not in an R. Kelly daddy way. And just Greg Hill is an actual daddy of two college-age children. Daddy way. So yeah, I think in the end, when everybody else hops on the fashion trend bandwagon, I mean, I don't know, what do you think of the two Belichick stepdaughters that are the Instagram influencers?
Yes,
you know those
the
two?
Hess twins.
Yeah, you see them, same coat. Gillette Stadium.
I don't think you can girls. Really. They're in their 20s, yeah.
They're
guys.
Girls. They're so female.
They're girls in their 20s.
Guys wear black, dude.
What does it matter if they're Instagram smokes and they have the same coat as me? I think that shows that I am in advance of the trend.
Let's see. Who else have we mentioned who has the same coat? Those girls.
Mm-hmm. And
the Patriots cheerleaders.
The cheerleaders. Right. And several, a celebrity. A female celebrity actress.
Right.
Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan has the same coat as I.
Yeah, they all have vaginas.
And so what?
They sure do.
So what?
6:03 a.m.
Earlier today, we learned that millennials are from 81 to 1996. I've never been so happy to have been born in 1977.
End of message.
They also refer to us, that little subsector from 77 to 83, not only as Xennial, but as the Oregon Trail generation, which I love.
What does that mean?
Because we grew up playing games like Oregon Trail, but we also were exposed to later, more technologically advanced gaming systems, things like that. Like, we were kind of like the crossover between generations.
Yeah. What's the Oregon Trail game?
Hello, you never died of cholera or dysentery, and your oxen never drowned?
That's the code word for what you pay a prostitute to do in your back area. We just learned earlier.
Hillmail today.
LB's like, get the wagons ready.
Circle the wagons.
$15 for the Oregon Trail, sweetie.
6:24 a.m.
LB, can't find your sports report? I know where it is. It got stuck to one of the bottom of your Dunkin' Donuts G-O-T-O sandwiches, and you ate it.
End of message.
That's what he writes it on. He writes it on the wrapper. As he writes it on the wrapper.
One time, I didn't read the copy.
One time? Really? I mean, it professional?
I've nailed it, you know, for the last, like, 3 years. Go-tos. You know, Dunkies go-tos.
Yeah, they really just kind of came out with that this year, but sure, we'll go with that.
Anybody seen my sports? I wrote it on a Big Mac wrapper.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers, many, many french fries, all of our favorite foods. I want to see what's here when we leave.
Many, many french fries. We have the most french fries ever assembled in the free world. And they are perfect. They are tremendous french fries.
6:52 a.m.
Well, you got the confirmation hearing starting for the new attorney general today. So what are you going to pick in the pool this week there, Greg? Are we going to go with he likes kitty porn or he likes having relations with farm animals? What do you think the Democrats are going to come up with this time? Can't wait. Ought to be interesting. What a country.
End of message.
Who is calling you during the show?
Oh, some dodo.
Don't these people know that you're on the radio?
And I don't know how something happened with my phone where I had all of my notifications off.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it, like, I think it was when I charged it, it re-turned It turned everything on. It turned back everything on again.
She just inflicted a little button on the side by accident. Oh, here we go. 20 minutes of this now. Guy picking his glasses up.
To be flipped.
Push it down.
Oh,
like
down.
The back
that's what happened. Okay. Thank you.
High glasses on the head.
Thank you for listening to the Millennial Olympics here on the Hillman Morning Show.
7:09 a.m.
Yeah, do you think when Trump pulled up to McDonald's and ordered 300 burgers, the guy in the drive-thru was like, all right, Mr. President, see you tomorrow.
End of message.
Hey, listen. The guy is rich, and he got that way by being cheap. We've learned that on this show. So now, when, I don't know, Kim Jong-un shows up at the White House today, he's going to have cold Big Macs for lunch, because that's how he's going to save money, right?
7:13 a.m.
I'm just wondering if everybody's prepared there if the Patriots win the Super Bowl for the next day announcement of Tom Brady retiring. Want to know.
End of message.
Well, I think it's a possibility. I don't think people want to talk about it, but I do believe that there would be certainly on his part an urge to, should he win it, to go out on top.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
I don't think he'd want to risk it to try to win another one. I don't think his body's up for it.
Huh?
What has he got to lose? He's already told us he's playing till he's like 40. What I said it yesterday.
He said he was going to play till
45.
40. He'd like to play till 45.
Right.
But he's 40.
That would be another 4 years.
So if you win a Super Bowl, which would be his what, sixth?
Yes.
Yes. Why would you walk away if you feel the guy is in the greatest shape of any human being on the planet, and he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Why would he walk away?
Because he doesn't want to be the last memory of him.
Right.
To be losing.
You're such a masshole.
Well, no, I think you're
everybody's
kind of
such haters.
Why is that hating?
Why do you want his career to end? Who is it for us to choose that his career should end after he goes to a Super Bowl?
Well,
win or lose. So let me get this straight.
He'd rather go out with a win, LB. He's going to be 42 in August.
Just quit being a fan. Be a fan. I have no problem with that. You're
fans.
Be a realist, guy.
That's masshole.
Be a realist.
Fans. Ah, the Bruins. Again, I'm just telling you, he's the greatest quarterback in the NFL. You're the greatest
already. He already is.
You're the greatest quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah,
you're in incredible shape. You feel awesome. You're at the top of the game. You're one of the best four teams in a 31 or 2 team league. Why would you like? Who is it for us to decide that he should walk away? He's not walking. I'm telling you,
he's not walking away. He debated
it. It's like Gronk.
He already debated it. I mean, that was the whole point of Tom versus Time, was a struggle over.
Oh, God, whether, you're such a fan.
Well, no, I'm just
okay. Like, what does that even mean?
So I get paid, I don't know, $10 million to do a TV show, and so what do you just like run through it, or do you add some personality, you add some drama, so everybody watches, right?
Well,
I mean,
it's
a written script. The guy got paid millions of dollars to do a show that was written for him. You know, it's like Survivor. If people believe Survivor, you don't think that everything is written for each person? Okay, I need you to be naked. If you be naked, I'll give you 200 extra grand.
Wait, you're saying the NFL is like the WWE?
There's
a script?
Huh?
No. I'm talking about people that are using the narrative. So yes, I have I want to do a TV show called Tom versus Time. They sit down with his agent. They give him whatever they call that, where they write it up.
A contract?
Contract?
No. When they write the show out and
script?
It's not a script.
A treatment.
A treatment.
So they send a treatment to his agent. His agent calls Tom.
Yeah.
Tom comes into the office. Tom reads the treatment. And then his agent says, they're going to give you $10 million to do this. And he's like, sure, let's do it. Let's make my legend even more legendary.
Well,
I think you also have to look at the health and the viability of the rest of the team, number one. And number two, you'd love Tom to play forever. But realistically, over the next couple of years, as healthy as he is and as good of care he takes care of himself, he's probably going to come up against some stuff. And it's like when high school kids lose the last game of their senior year. That sucks because they feel like they're not going out on top. They
Correct.
Feel like they missed out on something.
I would much rather
go out as a Super Bowl champion versus having lost in round two of the playoffs.
That's what losers do.
Listen,
I have one name for you. You're Hjalmar Jaeger.
Well, yes, he played till he was 50 or whatever.
Right.
Yes, I know.
Why? But, why would he? Because he worked his nuts off. He used to get to practice an hour before practice and do laps and skate and back and forth. He'd stay out after, shoot pucks for like an hour and a half. He was the hardest working hockey player on the planet. And there are just people there are athletes that do the extra, and they'll last forever.
But he's also been, he and I don't know if you know this or not.
Stop.
You were at dinner last night with...
Bestie and I began our careers right about the same time. I don't know if you know that or not. It's been a long time. It has been a long time.
Wait a second.
Tom has no clue who it is.
I get to be on your show?
Huh?
I finally get to be on your show after
all
these years?
Yeah, you do. Now listen, Danielle was saying you would have no idea who I was.
Well, she's wrong.
And
come on, man, we go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. We go way back, don't we? See, that's what I said. I said,
why would someone ever doubt you?
I don't understand, Tom Brady. Why would they doubt me?
I don't know.
How long do we go back? I mean, you want to reminisce?
16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
You and I was saying earlier, we both began our trajectory on the bottom rung.
Yep.
And we have risen
to
the top of our respective fields.
Yes.
And we may have lost touch during that time. However. However, our embrace today is one which reminds us of our friendship.
Absolutely.
He hasn't said your name yet. Man.
Yes, he did say my name. All right, listen. How you doing? Everything good?
We're doing great.
Thanks for coming down here today, I assume. But last thing I'll ask you is, this probably has a lot of meaning because of your mom.
Yeah, it does. You know, my mom, battled 18 months ago. So every family is affected somehow. And it's great to be here to show some support in our community and, support the people that are going through this, their families, and the people that are fighting such a tough disease. So
all right.
It's a fun day.
Hang in there. Great to see you. All right, let's go. All right, Danielle. I think you said something about eating crow. Legends. No, she said eating butt. Legends.
Guy.
Have you ever heard a guy? Have you ever heard a guy more uncomfortable about being trapped?
What do you mean? Because there were people like you around who aren't goats, and there were two goats embracing. Legends, goats. The title. That's the title of our forthcoming duet. Legends, goats.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back. Well, I don't want to spend the whole entire show on this because the AFC Championship game has not even happened yet. However, before the break, I believe it was a Hillmail voicemail message that was suggesting that when Tom Brady wins this Super Bowl, when Bestie wins the Super Bowl, he is done. And so that led to a bit of a kerfuffle of a discussion. And now asking to weigh in on it is none other than Derek, the Steelers fan.
Oh.
Because during his offseason, the only football he can talk about involves the New England Patriots year after year after year. Hello,
what's up,
Derek.
D?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Good morning.
Feeling good there, huh? Die hard leader?
Yeah.
Walking on air, haven't you?
I am where I am, where I have been for decades during this time of year.
At the top.
Pretty. My team still remains. It's January. As Tom said other
day. Oh, your team. So you bought interest in down there other than the restaurant?
Your
team. I get it now.
Correction, I have two hospitality venues at Patriot Place.
Ah.
To answer your question, as Tom said the other day, it's January. And they are still working. So.
Yes, they are. Yes. Good for them.
Yes.
Well, you know what's great is it's January and my good buddy LB's back working.
Yes.
Welcome hey, buddy. Back.
Isn't that great?
And all's right in the world. If anybody says anything other than, you know, all hail pretty, he goes into one of his fits of rage. He turned on you, Hilldog. He attacked you.
I know.
I right back to mid-season form, LB. I love it, kid.
All right.
Can you weigh
I
in?
I will remind you, though, that, you know, your boy is the one, you know, through his, you know, reality show and his, you know, paid weekly happy ending with Jim Gray.
Yes.
You know, he's been the one whining and I don't know if I'm appreciated and all that. So please. Okay, that's self-induced there, my friend. All the negativity he's created.
If he wins it, is he done?
Well, you know, with this kid, he's halfway there to being, you know, Tom Cruise / Tony Robbins. So I have no idea what this kid's motivated by now, you know, whether it's, you know, selling smoothies or, you know, walking on, you know, fire bricks with yes. Tony at, you know,
what does
the
he
next
do?
Meeting.
What does he do afterwards? Does he just work for the
I'll
Patriots?
I'll tell you what he's not going to do. Like everybody around here, like, he's here none for Senate. We would vote for him. No. He's not going to politics.
No.
He doesn't have the skin for that.
No.
He's already
somebody says something bad about him, he gets butthurt.
Yeah.
No, hey, we already got a guy that's president. That's exactly like that, Derek. So it can happen. It's possible.
You know, Sue, it's a good point by you.
Yeah. I think what people forget, because he's been so good for so long, is that he was a thrown away chump quarterback out of Michigan that has turned himself into the greatest quarterback in the NFL. And the reason for that is drive, character, intensity. And then you know what he's going to do after D's? He's started that the Get Healthy Company deal.
The cult.
Yeah, he's got the water. Cult. He's
yeah,
got.
I get it. Yeah. I know. He's going to manufacture his loaded up smoothies and charge
sure.
everybody
sure.
yeah. $400 for a little cookbook. I get it.
Yeah. Well, it is clear, and I think we should all be happy about it as fans. It is clear that he is currently being driven, currently being motivated by all of the criticism that he and this team have faced this year from people like you, Derek. And that is clearly
a complete contradiction to what they've always said down there. Ignore the noise and all the noise. But well, all of a sudden he's hearing the noise pretty loudly now, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he is hearing the
and
noise.
What did I tell you about that chump Phil Rivers? Everybody giving me crap that guy's a bum and a stiff. And I told you what that was going to be.
Yes.
Now, I hope the Chiefs don't, you know, show up like every other AFC team, mine included, by the way,
yeah.
and chump it and let these guys off the hook, because they're no better than they ended the Super Bowl with last year on defense, my friend.
Oh.
Okay, San Diego was in a mess, in a haze. They had like 18 delay of games because Rivers is an idiot.
You're exposing yourself as being an ignoramus. Gilmore is not better on that defense. He's a Pro Bowl.
He's the same as he was.
He's a Pro Bowl.
He wasn't the problem last year, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to tell you, you're exposing yourself. Stop talking. You're creating more noise for Tom and the rest of the team to motivate themselves with.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team, and we played them earlier this year. You know, I know. You know, everyone thinks we suck, and you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
There you go. All right, this is Candy on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Candy.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Listen, I've been waiting, and I'm kind of in a catch for you. For me.
You what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, kind of. What are you doing?
All right, hang on. Let me get to a better spot.
Hey, guys.
I've been listening to you for about half an hour on the road.
Yeah.
I just called for a couple of things. One, welcome back. Missed you guys like crazy from the holidays.
We're glad to be back.
Two, LB.
Yeah.
You're in my thoughts and prayers. Glad to hear you back, and keep on keeping on.
Now we're digging. It's all good.
What?
I said, we're digging. It's all good.
Yeah, excellent. It's good to hear your voice, even though you do drive me up a wall. Number three, Shu.
Yeah.
You're a man of few words, but I love them. You just crack me up, and I could listen to you all day.
Thank you.
All right, now we got to go to my good friend, Danielle. Well, not my good friend. We do animal shelter rescue, and I love her, and I love what she does.
Yeah.
Thank you, Candy.
Especially the squirrels. I love the squirrel stories.
Yeah.
And the reason for my call was the R. Kelly bit.
Yes.
Keep the light shining on that douchebag, and I hope I could say douchebag on the radio.
Yes.
He's a jerk, and I've been shocked that this guy's gotten away with this as he has. So you keep the screws to him, because I think it's going to go fast. It's going to go up in flames.
You think so?
I hope so. He deserves it. The what he's done to these women?
Yeah. I mean,
anyway, he's a serial mental case.
I think he is. I think so. I agree with you. And I think the fact that he's checked into the hospital today with panic attacks shows that he knows that they're closing in a little bit. I think. You know, I think so. Mm-hmm. So
what we've referred to as air quote in rehab.
Yes. Air quotes panic attacks. And they've been canceling shows, and the people who have done duets with him, like Lady Gaga and now today Celine Dion, are demanding that music be taken down and unable to be available when it comes to streaming or to downloads. So I think the noose is tightening a little bit.
And he's realizing his reality is not reality.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and I hope some of his enablers get into trouble also.
Yeah.
The people who have been letting this happen.
Yeah.
The people had the bedrooms built onto the studio and stuff like that.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, but you know how that rolls. You know when the rats think they're getting caught, they give out all the information.
All right. Well, let us, Danielle, you said there was something that you wanted to talk about in Haverhill, as it was once called famously. There's some controversy at the high school in Haverhill.
Yes. So a history teacher asked students at Haverhill High School to do a homework assignment, which many feel is questionable. The teacher asked...
The homework assignment is questionable?
Yes.
Okay.
The teacher asked students to determine whether President Donald Trump exhibits fascist tendencies.
That was the homework assignment?
Yes, it was called Some People Claim That Donald Trump is a Fascist, : Time to Check It Out.
Okay.
Now...
Yeah.
People are kind of divided on whether or not this was a thought-provoking assignment or maybe just something a little too political.
Well, the teacher probably thought it was Massachusetts. There's going to be nobody's going to complain about this whatsoever.
Right.
Now, some parents think that, you know what, hey, it's okay for my kid to have to think critically. But Dave Prescott has a child at Haverhill High School, and he feels that homework assignment was not an appropriate way to educate students.
I support the president. I support a lot of the things he does. And for them to talk about fascism in regards to the president, I just think, you know, this isn't what I'm sending my kids to school for. You want to talk about an issue, fine, but don't bring politics into it.
Well, what if the issue is political? Like, what if the issue is political? I understand you don't want the teacher to be slanted politically, but what if you're talking politics?
Can you imagine if the assignment had been in a high school in Massachusetts 4 years ago? Barack Obama, is he a communist?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
That would have been a great assignment.
Seriously,
because then you can say,
"Shoe, stop it!"
No,
you would have had your panties in a bunch.
No,
over
then
it.
they would have found out that was the wrong term to use. Just like it's wrong to call this president a fascist. They would have said, "Okay, well, according to what we studied, Donald Trump isn't a fascist."
The intent.
They hear it on the news. They should get educated about it.
I agree with your summary. However, I don't believe the intent of the teacher was to make sure that the students were able to prove that Donald Trump was not a fascist. That's not what they do. That's not what they're part of the teachers. Many of these teachers, not all of them, but many of them are a part of the indoctrination movement. They sign up and they say, all right, here's the instructions. And then they go out and they say, on the day after the election. This is the worst day in our country since September 11th, as one teacher said to young B. Hill. So
I think this is a good homework assignment. Because it's in the news. It'll help define a word that's being thrown around and used in the wrong way.
Let's see. Here's a text from a Haverhill resident. I'm doing that on purpose, by the way. the Facebook group Haverhill 411 has been crazy over this. Most parents are upset. So,
by the way, if you're looking to kill a day, no better way than going in a local town or city Facebook page.
Oh, I know. Nobody's
and looking
happy.
At some of the arguments, the debates. Holy hell.
Well, these people are, they can't stand any establishment, like no store in their town is good, no eating or drinking places. They spend days, people don't have to work, they spend days in these local town Facebook things talking about everything that's wrong with the world, and there's not a single solution about fixing anything. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys, how's everybody doing?
What's up, Tom? What's going on?
Hey, welcome back, LB. Glad you're still with us.
What's
hey, listen,
up?
Years ago when my 20-year-old was in middle school, it was a public school, her history teacher gave her an assignment on Islam and Ramadan, and I was on active duty at the time, and I was like, absolutely not. I go, they can't say Merry Christmas in school, and they're going to do reports on this.
Yeah.
So I emailed the teacher, passed it on to the principal. Principal contacted me, and ultimately my daughter got a 90 on the Great Wall of China report.
Oh, excellent. By the way, LB also, he was also 20 years old in middle school.
Hey, but I kept digging and I got through it. D minus is all day, every day.
All right. You were saying this morning that we needed to read some comments on Instagram.
Facebook.
About a new ad campaign that has men very upset.
Yes.
So why don't we do that in just a few moments?
Okay.
It is Tuesday, January 15th, and this is the Hillman Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.